last Sunday's readings and this Sunday's readings are similar about the call of the Lord. The Latin word vocare means to call, where we get the word vocation from. And we all have a vocation. We all have a calling from the Lord. And just this past Christmas season, as I pulled out some CDs of Christmas music, I inadvertently pulled out a CD that I forgot that I had of my great aunt, who was a daughter of charity, a religious sister, Sister Louise Voorhees. And this particular recording, it was done on a cassette and then it was transferred to CD. And it was her recounting that how she had been away for 46 years from Lafayette, where she grew up, and her first return back after 46 years, and recounting the gatherings that took place in the family and how Lafayette had changed so much in those years. And she talked about so many different things. And separately, I knew about her vocation because of her older brother, Edward, who had become a Jesuit. And she recounted this on her cassette as well. And she had, the older brother had gone to the Jesuits, and he was just about 20 years of age when he got tuberculosis. And so he was just a seminarian among the Jesuits. And all of his nine brothers and sisters gathered around his deathbed, and he pointed to each and every one of them, and he stopped on her. Her original name was Aline, so her religious name was Louise. But he pointed at her longer than all the others, and she felt like he was giving his vocation to her. So she continued to pray and discern, and eventually felt like, well, maybe God was calling her to be a religious sister. And so she finally got the courage to go to the rectory of Monsignor Turlings. Y'all have heard of Turlings Catholic High School. And he was a big figure in Lafayette, built the cathedral before it was named a cathedral, and many other churches there in Lafayette. And she knocked on his door, and she was so scared she ran away. And she did it again, and she ran away. And the third time, she finally had the courage to stay, and she said, Monsignor, I think I might have a vocation. And so they talked, and she said, the only thing is, I know some nuns work in hospitals and around blood and all sorts of, but I don't like to be around blood. And he said, well, you'll never be a daughter of charity. And that's what she became, a daughter of charity. And she worked in hospitals with handicapped children and visiting people in their rooms. And for 69 years, she was a daughter of charity, St. Louis, Missouri, and then in California. I went out to see her when she was in the retirement home of the nuns there in California, and she is buried out there today, and a beautiful life. She had a good knack for getting men to go to confession that hadn't been in a long time. She would meet people where they were at. They had one guy in the hospital, and he liked to shoot dice in his hospital room there on the bed. And so she's shooting dice with him, and she, you know, developed that relationship and finally got him to see a priest and go to confession. And she had a great knack for that. And just this past week, so that would be my grandfather's sister, Sister Louise, my grandfather's brother, Edward, that had become the Jesuit. And another of their sisters was Alice, and she eventually moved to Dallas. So everybody called her Alice from Dallas. And she ended up working for a few years cooking for the priests at Christ the King Parish there. And then I went to the seminary in Dallas. And so that was great having a relative there. And just this past week, talking with the bishop who was in Dallas, he said, I used to eat the meals at that rectory from Alice from Dallas. So what a small world. Four people out of that one generation right there of blessings of graces from the Lord. So we are all called by name. Our basic vocation comes at our baptism. That's when you were given a name by your parents and your godparents, and that name lasts for all eternity. And what is the call of baptism but to be sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, to be brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ our Lord, to be temples of the Holy Spirit, each and every one of us uniquely, beautifully made in the eyes of Almighty God. That's our basic calling. Confirmation strengthens it. And then sometimes there is the sacrament of matrimony that we share in after that, or holy orders and as myself, or religious life, or single in the world. There are other vocations that are secondarily built upon the basic vocation of baptized children of Almighty God, called to holiness, called to be saints in the eyes of God. And I thought about my own particular calling as well. Yesterday we had the 10th graders retreat, and we talked about the prodigal son story. And my older brother, as you know, is a priest, and he likes to call me, and he'll introduce me like that in his church parish in Albuquerque, my younger brother, the prodigal son, which is pretty true. He was a little more, he was more straight-laced than I was. And he and another seminarian who became a priest, Father Greg Cormier, when I wasn't looking, they went in my room and threw holy water all over my room because they were convinced I was going to hell. So, well, I guess it worked, because here I am, 33 years of priesthood and 9 years of seminary training on top of that, later still doing the work of the Lord. And I remember going to Monsignor Doug Corville at Cathedral Carmel and saying, look, my older brother's a priest and my dad likes genealogy and all that kind of stuff. And if I become a priest, then there won't be any more Voorheeses in this line. And he said, we don't need Voorheeses, we need priests. So I took it to heart and I entered the seminary. I was unsure when I first committed, you know, thinking about it at the Come and See retreat. But really, from the first day that I was there, once I arrived in Dallas at Holy Trinity Seminary, I was very comfortable, and for 9 years felt like this is what the Lord wanted me to do. So we can apply all of these different rules for discerning our vocation from the Lord. As we heard in the first reading today about the prophet Jonah, he actually ran away from the call of the Lord. And sometimes people do that. When the Lord calls them to do something, people run the opposite direction. But the Lord has a way of getting you to do what he wants you to do. And so he gets thrown into the ocean. The whale swallows him 3 days in there, which is kind of a sign of the 3 days of the Lord in the earth. And the whale spits him up on the shore, and he finally has to go and do what the Lord told him to do originally. You see how much it'd be about better if we did it in the beginning rather than wait? I'm sure it wasn't too much fun 3 days in the belly of the whale, right? And but he didn't want to go to preach to the Ninevites because they were the enemies of the Israelites. He didn't want to go and preach to them because he knew they might repent and then the Lord would have mercy on them. He just wanted the Lord to crush them. And so, but finally he goes and he says, 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. Didn't even invite them to repent, but they did. And the Lord had mercy upon them. Same words that Jesus used, repent and believe in the good news. So we continue to preach that same very gospel. And notice that they had two sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew, James and John. And it's not so strange as we have myself and my brother. And then I've already told you about the Pellissier boys, who are now priests, Father Rene Pellissier, who's in the military as a priest, and Father Stephen Pellissier, now at Queen Parish, and they grew up two streets away from where we grew up, different time period, but right there in that little neighborhood, we got two sets of brothers that ultimately became priests, and Father Pellissier's mother is from Ville Platte, she was a Laverne, and so it's not so strange that God would call sets of brothers. But what is the process of discernment, whether it's marriage or priesthood or even discerning a different career in life, is to hear the call of the Lord. So we have to be attuned to the voice of God through prayer is how we come to know how God speaks to us. We have to have a daily prayer life, spending quality time with the Lord, as every relationship is built on communication. Hear the call. Then we have to respond to that call. Yes, Lord, here I am. I come to do your will, as we said last weekend from Samuel. And finally, we have to act upon that call. We have to put it into practice and do what the Lord has asked us to do. And that is what will bring us contentment in life, fulfillment, blessings, graces, all upon us. Later today, I'm going to Pine Prairie to do the installation mass for Father Casey Dugal, who y'all remember as Deacon Casey Dugal when he was with us a few years ago, preached at this very pulpit. And today I will install him as the new pastor there in Pine Prairie. So a lot of young people coming around, Father Casey Dugal, Father Stephen Pellissier, Duke Island's reading today, RJ's been serving. So a lot of young people taking over around here in the north of Evangeline Parish and our deanery of the north as well. So we thank God that people are hearing the call, answering it, doing something for the Lord. St. John Newman has a beautiful meditation on being called by name and being on mission. He was an Anglican priest, 1800s, and then became a Catholic priest, and eventually was even made a cardinal in the church and had a lot of controversies to overcome. People on the left and right distrusted him, but he was very strongly for the Lord and for the church. And he speaks beautifully about our calling from the Lord. And this is what he said. He said, "I am created to do something or to be something for which no one else is created. I have a place in God's counsels, in God's world, which nobody else has. Whether I be rich or poor, despised or esteemed by man, God knows me and he calls me by name. I have my mission. I may never even know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for nothing. Therefore, I will trust him whatever, wherever I am. I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. My sickness, perplexity, or sorrow may be necessary causes of some great end for which I do not know. He does nothing in vain. He may prolong my life, he may shorten it. He knows what he is about." Isn't that beautiful? We all have a plan and a mission in God's eyes, and we want to fulfill it, live it out every day, and build up the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's here today in Ville Platte, and we all have a mission to fulfill it. So let's do what we have to do today and every day until we die and come before the Lord and get to see all the meanings of everything that went on in our life and how it had a plan in his divine kingdom. Amen. Amen.